This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president Wednesday, winning the backing of Washington and many Latin American nations and prompting socialist Nicolas Maduro to break relations with the United States. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
As hundreds of thousands of protesters, fed up with the government of Nicolas Maduro, flooded the streets of Caracas Wednesday, Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself the country's interim president. The move immediately won the backing of U.S. President Donald Trump, who released a statement recognizing him as the country's interim leader, prompting a swift reaction from Maduro. In a televised broadcast from the presidential palace, Maduro cut ties with the United States, accusing the opposition of seeking to stage a coup with the support of the U.S.
I have decided to break diplomatic and political relations with the imperialist government of the United States.
Maduro told U.S. diplomatic personnel they had 72 hours to leave the country.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. North Korea has started preparing for a second summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump sent a letter to Kim through North Korean Vice Chairman Kim Yong-chol, one of the country's highest-ranking officials who met with Trump at the White House last week. The report did not specify what the goals are, but Mr. Trump would like to see North Korea rid itself of its nuclear weapons, while Kim wants international sanctions lifted so he can work on improving the North's economy. Kim and Trump promised to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula at the first summit in Singapore in June. Neither side specified how that goal will be met, and little progress toward getting there has been made so far. This is VOA News.